Welcome to the Friday edition of The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a wonderful message on promise. The Encouraging Word. Yes, this message is called The Promise of the Only Way It Can Happen. What are we going to discover? Well, John 16, not John 3:16, but John 16 is where we're headed in our Bible study together, and that starts in just a moment. But Dr. Wilton wants you to know, first and foremost, we're here for you. We'd love to pray with you and encourage you. We can do that keyboard to keyboard on our website right now at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or we'd love to speak with you at this phone number. Jot it down, store it in your cell, 866-899-WORD. We'll always connect you with one of us 24 hours a day. That's 866-899-9673. Now today's message with Dr. Don Wilton.
Now I'm going to take you to John's Gospel. And we're going to be in John's Gospel in chapter 16. And I want you to listen to the title that I've given our message today. The Promise of the Only Way It Can Happen. It's like when you fall in love with that young lady, some of you are going to identify with this, and she's the absolute best thing you've ever been around, and you look at her one day and you say, "Sweetheart, I just love you. Will you marry me?" And you want to follow up and say, "In fact, if you don't marry me, my life's just not worth it. It's over." Now, I'm going to show you something here in the scriptures that's really quite amazing. And I'm not reading this particular verse, but I want to show you before I read to you, I want to show you something in John 16, and the end of verse 5, really look at verse 5. This is what Jesus said. Jesus turned to people who loved him and who had been with him, and he said, "But now I am going to him who sent me." Jesus announced to these people that he was leaving. And because Jesus knows the heart of all people, he just put the question there. He said, "Now, none of you might have actually said this to me, but I know what you're thinking. You're asking the question, where are you going?" Now, let me put just a rough interpretation on that. That is a loaded word. Where are you going? What do you mean you're going to leave us? What about us? How are we going to cope? I want you to see what happened here, because Jesus had been with these 12 and with so many others, and they had watched him and walked with him and fellowshipped with him, and they'd seen and they'd been impacted by him. I mean, they really loved him, you know. And then Jesus had told them all this time that he was going to leave them. I call that a very nice "how do you do?" And here comes this time, and Jesus looks at them and he says to them, I'm going, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, how are we going to do this without you? Now, folks, watch this. You ready for me to really drop it down here? Jesus is about to tell them, "You're quite right. You cannot do it without me. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that you have the only means by which you can. I'm going to show you." So let me read to you what he said here. He said, verse 6, "But because I've said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart." Now we understand why they were so sorrowful. Probably if we were, with the disciples back in that day, in their little cluster groups, they would have sat there and said, "What are we going to do? Our hearts are so filled with sorrow. How can we face this world?" So here's what Jesus says, verse 7. "Nevertheless, I want to tell you the truth." Now, I'm stopping deliberately in my reading of this passage. I'm going to tell you absolute truth. And what I'm about to tell you comes from God. This is absolute truth. Look what he says here. It is to your advantage that I go away. I'm going, but I'm going to tell you something that's going to bless you in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. Your advantage, my having gone back into heaven, is going to far outweigh even my being with you in person. And this is what he says, for if I do not go away, the Helper, by the way, that's one of the names of the Holy Spirit, the Helper, don't you love that? We need help. We need help in America. We need help to understand what's going on. We need help to cope with our sorrow. We need help in our perplexions. We need help at the crossroads. And he says here, if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I do go back into heaven, I will send him to you. And by the way, verse 8, when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment. Is that right? Do you know what Jesus just said? He said, I want you people to just listen up, America. There are three things you as a nation cannot do for yourselves. You cannot figure out what is sin and what is not sin. And you will never figure out what is the right way to live according to God's commandment, and you will never fully understand the judgment of God unless my Spirit shows you. I've just explained what's going on in America. This is an amazing nation. Jesus explains us. We're living in a nation today where anything goes just as long as it suits whoever wants to go with the anything that it goes. Morality has become relative. Who said what's wrong and what's right? How do you and I know whether we should or whether we shouldn't? By the way, how do you please God? How do you get to know God? How do you live according to God? And what happens? Where is all this going? All of us are going to die someday. What then? We're going back to dust? Are we just all going to go to some wild blue yonder? We're just going to be reignited, reinvigorated. We're just going to come back in some other kind of form. Are we all just going to be happy for all eternity? Or are we just going into oblivion? How do we know? The three things that we don't know. And we'll never know. It's a quandary. And especially in a country like America. Because we're a nation of individual rights. And we should be. We value the individual. It's just a matter of what I think, what you think. Let the American people decide. It should be that way. But by what standard do we, the people, decide? Because our Constitution has changed from we, the people, to I, the person. It's whatever cranks my tractor. I can do this, I can behave like this, I can act like this. There is no moral absolute. Don't tell me what to do. I'm an American. The promise of the only way it can be done. What Jesus was saying is, I want to give you a prescription for mass confusion. Mass confusion about sin, mass confusion about living right, and mass confusion about God's judgment. I'll tell you how to do it. Just don't have the Spirit of God involved in your life. That's why I'm sending him. So, the three, perhaps, greatest needs humankind has, number one, is to know sin. What is sin?
Forgive the interruption. You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, and he'll be back with the rest of today's message in just a moment. But Dr. Don wants me to remind you, we're here for you. We're connecting you with wonderful resources, especially in this season of life, that will help you grow, help you have faith in the midst of crisis. You can discover all about that message from Dr. Wilton on our website right now at tewonline.org, or maybe you just need someone to talk or pray with. We're here to take your call at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message.
So, the three, perhaps, greatest needs humankind has, number one, is to know sin. What is sin? You know, I'm just paging over here to the book of Galatians, for example. If you go to the book of Galatians chapter 5, and maybe I'll preach on this one of these days, but in Galatians chapter 5, one of those many passages where God, in this passage here, actually names sin, a selection. Can I read them to you? So we're in chapter 5, and let me see where we are. Okay, we're in chapter 5, and I want you to look at verse 19. Bible tells us what the works of the flesh are. Ready for this? This is a tough one. Bible says the words of the flesh, sin, tells us. Sexual immorality, impurity, which by the way is the word fornication. Sensuality, idolatry, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Sorcery, witchcraft, enmity, strife, jealousy, of which a derivative is covetousness, a perpetual desiring of what others have. Look at this one. Fits of anger. Remember what I said at the beginning of the message? Don't do that in a church. Fits of anger. America, do you know what short fuse this country's on? Boom! Boom! It's all it takes. Fits of anger, rivalries. You develop agendas based on sinful rivalries where it doesn't matter what people believe, think, or say. You're just against it because they are your rival. Doesn't matter. Dissensions. Dissension is the ultimate negative of a disagreement. You can disagree without being disagreeable. But when you get to the disagreeableness of your disagreement, you plunge into dissension. Divisions. Divided. envy, drunkenness, orgies. And then, of course, he puts that little word ETC on there, etc. So the greatest needs in America, number one, is to know what sin is. So now who decides? All right, let's put this out here together. How do you define sexual immorality? How do you and I define that? Let me ask you something. Is it a sin to sleep together before you get married? Who decides? Does God have anything to say? Huh? The promise of the only way it can happen. The greatest needs, number one, to know sin. We're confused. Number two, to live right. Well, by the way, in that same passage, just go down to verse 22. Because where is God in this one passage I'm just picking on? And people say, well, let's talk about sin. What is sin? Well, then down at verse 22, he says, but the fruit of the, see that word there, the fruit of the Spirit. What is Jesus talking about here? What is Jesus talking about? He said, I'm going away. If I go away, I'm going to send my Spirit. He's the one. I will tell you, you can't do it. So now I've gone from, well, Lord, help me to know what, when I'm sinning and what sin is. Even in stuff where there's a thin gray line there, where I can't quite figure it out. Take me out of the court of public opinion and put me right there at the throne of grace. Well, in the same way, if there's confusion about living right, what is living right? Well, in verse 22, let me just read a couple of things. He said, the fruit of the Spirit is love, really, joy, peace, America, peace, patience, kindness. Being kind, goodness, how do you define goodness? Faithfulness, that's a big word, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, goes on, doesn't it? All right, watch this. Greatest needs, to know sin, to live right. Number three, to believe God. Greatest need we have in America today is just taking God at His word. It's believing God, believing who He is. You know, we live in a country where even one of our politicians makes a statement about God, believing, praying. Man, in this country, you get crucified over that. On talk shows and you name it. It's like, God, we're Americans, man. Get a life. We know how to do it. Greatest country in the world. Really. Jesus said, I got to go away, because if I don't go away, the helper's not going to come. And if the helper doesn't come, doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what language you speak, how much money you've made. Could I use a southern phrase? You ain't got no help. You're on your own. So the only way it can happen is by being convicted of sin. That's the Holy Spirit. It's the only way. By the way, that's the beginning point even of your salvation. The Holy Spirit will convict you that you have sinned and come short of God's glory. The Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you're feeling it right now, even as I'm sharing with you. It's deep down in here. It's like, you know, sometimes you say, well, how does that exactly happen? You know, Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, said it's like the wind. The wind blows wherever it wants. You don't know where the wind's coming from, where it's going, but man, you sure can feel the impact of it. right? Don't know how many times I've heard people, it's my own life, I've just been sitting there and all of a sudden I just have this sense, this burden. By the way, do you know how I know that I'm a believer? Write that. Because I love to do everything. I'm constantly having to be, excuse me? There's a botheration. I can't explain it to you. When I find myself going in a direction that God does not want me to, and by the way, sin is doing, going in any direction that God doesn't approve. That's sin. So, let's get back to living together before you get married. Want me to tell you how you'll know if you're a believer? It'll be bothering the daylights out of you. Better do something about it. That's the Spirit. Because that's not God's plan. It's not okay because the world says it's okay. Jesus didn't say, by the way, just go and consult your world. He didn't say that. He didn't even ask us to call the White House. He didn't say consult Congress. Do you know what he didn't say? He didn't say ask your preacher. That's a nice how do you do. I mean, does God not know who I am? He didn't. He said my Spirit will. So, the only way, this is the promise of the only way it can happen. The only way I can know sin for what it is in the eyes of God is to be convicted of sin. That's the Holy Spirit. To be convicted of righteousness. That's the Holy Spirit. The only way I can walk, live my life according to the way God wants me to live my life is the convicting power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Guys, man alive, you and I are on a journey every day. We're doing stuff, going places, making decisions. How do we ever decide? That's why you are so welcome in God's presence. This is not a sanctuary for saints here. Excuse me. Excepting for one or two of you that have pointed that out to me, I'm talking about this is not a sanctuary for saints. We are sinners saved by the grace of God. Can I hear a resounding amen here? Or are you asleep this morning? Right? How do I know how righteousness, how do we know how to live according to God's standards, Spirit of God? And boy, I need that every day. The only way it can happen is by being convicted concerning God's judgment. That's the Holy Spirit. It's the only way. I'm telling you, people hate that. The world hates the fact that God has determined that those who belong to Him according to His standard, through the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves them, those are they that belong to Him, are part of the family of God, that will go to heaven to be with Him forever. And it has to, people cannot say, well, that's your opinion. No, it's not my opinion. It's what God says. And His Holy Spirit convicts me of that. So, what can we do? Could I say, what can we do? Two things. You ready for this? What can we do? Number one, this is very important here. First thing you can do about this is give your heart to Jesus. I feel so honored to invite you to do that. I'm inviting you today to give your life to the Lord Jesus. Because here's what happens. When you give your heart to Jesus, boom, instantly, you will receive what Jesus promised. It's a promise. And it's the only way it can happen. You will receive the Holy Spirit. Now, all of a sudden, you give your heart to Jesus, sin, righteousness, and judgment. God is taking you through it. Give your heart to Jesus. So what's the second thing we can do? Pray for others to do the same thing.
That really is the bottom line. It's what you can do today. You have control over that. God has given you the choice. Would you open your heart to what God wants to do? We'd love to speak with you, talk with you, pray with you about it at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Here are the closing thoughts, perhaps the most important thoughts today from our pastor, Dr. Don Wilson.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you pray this prayer with me right now? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and I know that Jesus died for me on the cross. Today, I repent of my sin, and by faith, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name. My friend, I welcome you today into the family of God. This is exciting news.
Now, if God has stirred your heart and you've made a decision for Christ, you need to share that with someone. How about sharing it with us? We'd love to talk with you, pray with you, put some great resources in your hands. You can call us right now at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or meet us online at tewonline.org. Let's not let today go by without you drawing a line in the sand and sharing that. Let us pray you through the next. 866-899-9673. And now, insight on that message I mentioned earlier, faith in the midst of crisis.
Right now, you may be driving in your car or sitting in the comforts of your home. Perhaps you may be at work or listening to us in a prison cell. Wherever you are, I have an encouraging word for you today. And that word is, God is in control. He is sovereign over the universe. His plan for your life remains intact, and He has not changed. He is right there with you. This month, with your support to the Encouraging Word, Dr. Wilton will send you two powerful resources, Faith in the Midst of Crisis, a new message available on CD or DVD, along with a copy of his book, Defying the Odds. You will be deeply encouraged, strengthened, and filled with hope to defy anything set before you. Call us at 866-899-WORD and request Faith in the Midst of Crisis on CD or DVD, along with the bonus book today. An operator is standing by to take your call. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
It's been a wonderful week of broadcasting here at The Encouraging Word, but Dr. Don would challenge you, even this day of separation, find a place you can stream and worship the Lord this Sunday. Get connected. You'll find more details at our website, tewonline.org, and always available to pray at 866-899-9673.